Well, it's good to be here, and thank you for coming, and may the Lord bless these moments. If you have questions, write them down. We have two sessions for today, as the Lord leads, we'll see. First the introduction, and then the beginning of the studies, and then we have a break, and then the second part. And at the end of each session, we have question and answers, as far as I am able to answer your questions, okay? Let's start reading from Psalm 93. Psalm 93. I'll just read the psalm in the what's called the New Translation. Jehovah reigns. He has clothed himself with majesty. Jehovah has clothed himself. He has girded himself with strength. Yea, the world is established. It shall not be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from eternity. The floods lifted up, O Jehovah. The floods lifted up their voice. The floods lifted up their roaring waves. Jehovah on high is mightier than the voices of many waters, than the mighty breakers of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes thy house, O Jehovah, forever. And then in the New Testament, I'd like to read three verses. First of all, in 1 Corinthians 15. Starting at verse 51, 1 Corinthians 15, from verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. Now, this is not the trumpet of Revelation. We'll talk about that later. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. There we have that mystery explained to us. First Thessalonians 4, we'll start reading at verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them who are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others who have no hope. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also who sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them who are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. Again, the trump is not the trumpet of Revelation. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, so to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is in detail that mystery that Paul referred to in 1 Corinthians 15. And then go back to John 14. The Lord Jesus is talking, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye also may be. There will be other scriptures that we will read, but just a word of introduction. Why did I read Psalm 93? When you look into this vast universe, and I'll give you the link later on. I have an article on this, and you can look it up on the internet. There it gives some details where we see the greatness of God. The greatness of God in this vast universe. They estimate it would take 100 billion years, light years, to go from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe. That means the universe is finite. God is above time, he's above space, above space, and God has called this world into being. That is the power that we find of God in Psalm 93. He is in total control. He's marked by majesty. He's the one who reigns. And so in this vast universe, when you see those billions of galaxies, and we don't know what a galaxy is. Our Milky Way, that's the galaxy where we live, contains, they don't know for sure, some believe 100 billion stars. One of these stars is 2,500 times bigger than our sun. And then there are other stars so great and so wonderful. That's just in our galaxy. Some estimate it may be close to 300 billion stars. So even that, they don't know for sure. And that's just one galaxy. And that's why we are in the solar system. Now, who knows how big the solar system is? The sun compared with the earth, and then where we are, that gives an idea how tiny we are. And then in all these millions and billions of stars, God has counted them. He numbers them. He gives them a name. They're all different. And then when you look at people, we are here today, we're all different, right? Different races, different nationalities. And yet God has made one human race. And so God has made one universe in which we are. And in that universe, we live now. And in that universe, he sent his own son. When the Lord Jesus came, he came to die for sinners. The Lord Jesus, he is the creator God. That's another mystery. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Son created this vast universe. And then he came, the creator himself came and stepped into his own creation. When he was the baby in the manger, the angels saw for the first time their creator there as a baby in the manger. He did not stop to be God. He is God forever. But there as the baby in the manger, why did he come? In order to die. In order to die for you and me. Because without his sacrifice, we would be lost forever and ever. And now those who have accepted his work, who believe in him, who thank God, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do we all belong to that everlasting? Do we all have that everlasting life? Do we all belong to the great God and Father, who we can call Father through the Lord Jesus? Do we all belong to him? That's very important. And if so, he is our hope. We have read in John 14 that the Lord Jesus has said, I come back. You can count on him. When the Lord Jesus says, I come back, then is sure that he will come back. Now, people have calculated, they have made calculations. It could be in the year 1983. Others said, well, 2010. Others said, they were all mistaken. We don't have the date. We know the Lord Jesus can come today. Are you ready? What we have read in 1 Thessalonians 4 is the greatest, well, one of the greatest events in history, perhaps the greatest. Yeah, the greatest is that God became man, that the Lord Jesus came to be there in the manger, as the baby in the manger, and that he died on the cross, that he rose again. There are tremendous facts of history. And in connection with those marvelous facts that we cannot grasp, there is this promise that we have read in John 14, I will come back, that Paul explained in 1 Corinthians 15, that's a mystery how that will take place. In the twinkling of an eye, you have people who say, well, you know, when the Lord comes, it's time enough for me to get saved. Forget it. in the twinkling of an eye. That's the shortest moment in time. You cannot divide it. Atomos, that means you cannot divide that moment in time. It's a split second, if I may use that term.